Nolte, It's Time for All Good People to Abandon Democrat-Run Cities. By John Nolte on June 1, 2020. Thanks to plague and riots, the era of the city is over, and good people need to flee while they still can. Stupid people need to stay where they are. And by stupid people, I of course mean those of you who vote for Democrats. Listen, we don't need you doing to red America what you've already done to Nevada and Colorado. You stupid people are locusts. You stupid people destroy California, flee the destruction caused by your stupidity, and then destroy what was a nice, calm red state with your stupid votes. You get what you vote for, and anyone who votes for an Antifa supporter like Keith Ellison, or those like him, is casting a vote for riots. You built that. Enjoy it. Stew in it. Everyone else. What are you doing living in a Democrat-run city? Just so you know, what's happened over the past four nights is no accident. Starting with Barack Obama, Democrats have been encouraging, aligning with, coddling, and funding these far-left domestic terrorist groups for going on a decade. This isn't a bug, it's a feature. How much worse do things have to get before you get out? Forget about the high taxes, the insane cost of housing, the illegal aliens, the fascist public unions, the failing schools, the exploding homelessness. You knew about all that going in. But now these Democrats are shattering your life by locking you down for no scientific reason and with no end in sight. These Democrats are releasing violent criminals while they aggressively seek to disarm you. These Democrats arrest people who go to church in their cars while they allow Antifa and other marauding left-wing terrorists to destroy your neighborhoods. Stop reading this and rent a U-Haul. I know it's not easy to get out. I do. You want to know how I know? I've already done it twice. The first time, this is a true story, I was just 27 years old with a wife too sick to work and only $1,500 in the bank. But I quit a steady job, got out of a blue city, and made it to rural North Carolina. And I did it with no college education, an average IQ, no financial backing from family, and a job that promised me no more than 3 months' salary in a position where 90% washed out in 3 months. But I made it. Not because I'm special or privileged in any way. My success was one part fear, one part hard work, and one part guts. That's it. If a nobody like me can do it, anyone can do it. You can do it. 10 years later, and only because I wanted to add Hollywood failure to my resume, I moved to Los Angeles. But I kept my house here in rural North Carolina, and 9 years later I was awfully glad I did. Hey, when a city is run by the kind of Democrats who punish you for using plastic grocery bags while encouraging illegal immigration, that's a broken city. So now we're back in rural North Carolina. And if the locusts successfully turn North Carolina blue, I'm moving to the mountains of Wyoming. I will not live under tyranny, under endless lockdowns, or anywhere where the political leaders arrest people who gather to worship God and then stand idly by as left-wing terrorists gather to destroy my neighborhood. You want to know the best thing about not living in a Democrat-run city? This is a terrible thing for me to say, but the best thing is not having to care about what happens in Democrat-run cities, you know, things like nights and nights of riots. I'm certainly not happy about the riots. But I am aggressively indifferent to them. These riots are not my problem. Since 2004, I've poured my passion into warning people about the devastation of leftism. I was an idealist who thought the truth would wake people up. Well, with age comes wisdom and now God has granted me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And I now accept that I cannot change people who have watched Democrats destroy their cities for generations and still vote for Democrats. I accept that it is a pointless waste of emotional space to care about people more than they care about themselves. Out here in rural America, these riots are nothing more than a reality TV show called Toljaso. Over the weekend, me and my neighbors mowed our lawns, grilled steaks, engaged in some porch sitting, and watched the kids play. It was bliss. While Democrat-run cities were being looted and burned, out here in rural America, it was all calm and peace. It was also secure, because we all have alert dogs, security lights, and a healthy respect for the Second Amendment. Join us. Let's decrease the electoral votes of failed blue states like Minnesota, Illinois, California, and Michigan and give them to Montana and Wyoming. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.